like, yo, Dan Aykroyd had a little run. Yeah, you got to check Dan Aykroyd's family, actually, is into the paranormal. And that's how we could kind of wrap this up, because I feel like that's dope. You should check out. I think he wrote a book recently on this. Dan Aykroyd talks about the influence of the paranormal on his family. And before he got into the acting world, like, his family was already into, like, the paranormal and things. That's how he wrote Ghostbusters.
History of Ghosts, is that the name? I think that's the name of the book.
Okay, maybe.
Dan Aykroyd on his family history in the occult and why he wanted to be a part of Hotel Paranormal.
It says here, Dan Aykroyd is the fourth generation of a family that ain't afraid of no ghosts. I'm reading from The Haunted History of Dan Aykroyd's Family. The first Aykroyd to dabble in the supernatural was Dan's great-grandfather. Samuel Aykroyd switched careers in his early 30s, pivoting from teaching to dentistry. He opened a practice with the goal of helping anxious patients. Topical anesthetics weren't a thing yet, so dentistry at this time could be a painful affair. He started researching and came across mentions of dentists who used hypnosis to calm their patients and get them into a relaxed state of treatment, for treatment. It seems this line of research sparked Samuel's curiosity about the type of mental state that hypnosis brings about, and he wondered whether the trance-like state could allow a person to become a conduit for the dead to communicate with the living. That's a stretch from dentistry to speaking to the you know, to dead people. Samuel often spoke about the spirit world with a friend named Walter Ashurst, and when Samuel said he wanted to start holding seances on his farm, Walter said he thought he could act as a medium and master of ceremonies. Wow. We don't know a lot about Samuel's friend Walter's paranormal bona fides. Apparently, as a child, he said he had visions, which his father dismissed as nightmares, believed he was clairvoyant, and felt he could communicate with unseen entities. It does seem like he had the right resume. So he became Samuel's house guest in 1921 and stayed for 12 years, acting as the house medium for the near weekly seances they held during that time. Wow. And then it just keeps going. Like, this is a whole thing on, like, Dan Aykroyd's family. And because of that, Dan Aykroyd was surrounded by a genuine belief in the supernatural as he grew up. His family's history undeniably influenced his Ghostbuster script. Wow. He even currently lives in Samuel's home. The Aykroyd family was initially going to knock down the old farmhouse and rebuild on the land. But after Dan had an experience in the house that felt like he had been struck by lightning, which to him indicated that something supernatural had happened, he decided to renovate it instead. Wow, you can find more on that if you, everybody out there, if they Google the haunted history of Dan Aykroyd's family.
Yo, salute to Dan Aykroyd and his family.
Salute to Dan and the fam, yo.